From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump's first major budget proposal will cut away at the safety net for millions who live at or below the poverty line. The budget is being released today and proposes large cuts to Medicaid as well as revamping anti-poverty programs. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, states will have more power to set spending priorities, but much less to spend.
As a candidate, Donald Trump promised he wouldn't cut Medicaid. This budget does exactly that by setting a per capita limit well below the amount states currently receive for Medicaid.
And would really devastate the program for everyone.
Judy Solomon is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says the per capita formula would eliminate around $800 billion over 10 years, money states would now have to find someplace else.
Whether they're going to cut enrollment, they're going to cut benefits, they're going to cut provider payments, or make up the difference some other way.
The budget also includes $193 billion in cuts to food stamps, but Mike Tanner from the Cato Institute says states need to be forced to make tough choices, otherwise spending will always increase.
Well, it's always harder to do basic arithmetic than it is to play Santa Claus. We can promise people benefits all day.
Tanner contends that the majority of the money spent on Medicaid doesn't go to the poor, but disabled and elderly middle-class people in nursing homes. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.